It's time for today's daily devotional, and I want to ask you a question today. Are your roots planted in God? That is our theme for today, roots. And scripture focus comes from Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Now, over the weekend, I was visiting with Dad, and I noticed that the peace plant from my mom's funeral, well, it's enormous. It's kind of a living tribute to her memory, but it didn't really look all that healthy. The leaves were kind of drooped and the color wasn't quite as vibrant as it used to be. And after a closer look, I realized that, yeah, the plant is now root bound. Of course, when a plant's root bound, its roots have grown so tightly within the pot that they have no room to expand, and they kind of start circling themselves. They're tangled up and confined. The plant can't absorb the water or the nutrients effectively. And even though the plant still looks like it's surviving, it's really no longer thriving. So I told Dad, don't worry, I'll take it home, break it up, repot it, return you part of it. And the plant got me thinking, how many of us have faith that's root bound at this point? We're stuck and stagnant. Root-bound faith isn't something that we always notice. It's kind of like the peace plant. It looks fine on the outside, still green, still standing, but underneath, it's tangled up and tight. And we can get stuck in like familiar patterns or belief or tradition that once brought us closer to God, but now are keeping us from growing. And our spiritual lives might feel a little predictable, uninspired, or even dry. We're still going through the motions, but yet our hearts just aren't really expanding. Some signs that you might be root-bound spiritually are stunted growth because you haven't sensed any spiritual growth or hunger for God's word maybe in a long time, or maybe you have limited perspective. Maybe you're clinging on to the same old interpretations and assumptions without allowing God to expand your understanding. Maybe you're having difficulty sharing faith. Maybe you feel unmotivated or ill-equipped to share your faith because it's really no longer alive in you. Maybe you have lack of fruitfulness. You don't see love or joy or peace or patience or any type of spiritual fruits increasing in your life right now. Maybe it's because you're resistant to change. You avoid spiritual challenges or environments because maybe they're feeling uncomfortable for you. It's time to break the pot. You got to make room to grow, just like I had to break up the peace plant's roots to save it. Sometimes God has to break up our comfort zone, and that might mean stepping into an unfamiliar territory. Maybe a new Bible study, maybe a new church role, deeper prayer, or confronting an area of sin or unbelief. Either way, repotted and replanted and returning to the source, I plan to return a portion of the revived plant to my dad. It'll be healthier, freer, and able to thrive again. And that's what God wants for us too. He doesn't want us just to survive on old traditions and stagnant faith. He wants us to be alive in him. So let God uproot and replant you into something deeper, and let him shake loose all those parts that are just tangled up right now. There is life, beauty, and fruitfulness waiting on the other side of that process. In prayer today, Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing the condition of our roots to us. Help us not to settle for survival in our faith, but to pursue real growth in it, in you. Uproot our areas of our hearts that have become tangled and tight, and break the limits that we've put around our walk with you. Replant us in your truth, in your spirit, in your love. May we grow deep, bear fruit, and live fully rooted in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.